Singer-songwriters aren't often heard in partnership with one another. Theirs is mostly an individual craft, but you can always expect an interesting result when they do collaborate. That's the premise behind Henry Capono's ongoing artist-to-artist concert series, which brings him together with performers we don't usually get to hear him with. His next concert is with Jerry Santos, and both Henry and Jerry are with us in our studio. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Hi, mahalo.
Aloha. Good morning.
Henry, what was the germ of this idea with you?
The germ?
Well, that's probably not the best word I could have chosen.
We were all acknowledged at the Grammy Museum. So we had this big display, and my wife does my managing and stuff, and we were thinking, you know, it'd be so nice to carry this over and bring it to Hawaii, that whole concept of, you know, the iconic artists that have been the background for everybody's music,
sure,
you know, life. And so we called Jerry. We also had Milani last month. We called Jerry and Keola Beamer, which mm-hmm. is next month, mm-hmm. and asked them if they'd be interested in doing something like this. And, you know, they all loved the idea. And really, the idea is really, it's about the artists. And in this case, it's about Jerry this week. Yeah. And I'm just there to talk story for a little bit, and then get him on his way to you know, let people know about his music.
Yeah.
And, you know, where it came from, and you know, a lot of things that happened back in those days that would interest people that grew up with our music.
Well, I think, as you said, it's kind of the soundtrack to our lives, yeah?
It is, yeah. It is.
Going back.
It was a good time for music, you know.
Yeah.
There was, there were artists, everybody had their own style. Everybody was had their own room or home. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of music going on back in those days. And yeah. Everybody was writing their own songs.
So. But you had to choose on any given night whether to hear Henry or Jerry, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we never had the chance to go see each other because we're always playing, you know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the soundtrack of our lives, the song that you folks are about to do is really a good example of that.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Why don't you launch into it?
I have to say, though, that Henry Capono has always been this way. He has a very creative mind in creating opportunities and bringing everybody along with him.
Yeah.
We have always loved Henry for those reasons. And when he talked about this concert series particularly, it was inspiring to me because it was a time when people were being individual in the path that they were taking. And all four of the people that are included in this series approach things in a different way. And this is a chance to show where we came from and how it affected the path that we chose. This was my growing up song. I wrote this when I was 20 years old and escaped to see what the world was like. So I wrote this to my sister on a very cold night in San Francisco. I remember days when we were younger. We used to catch opal in the mountain stream. Round the Kolau hills we'd ride on horseback. So long ago, it seems it was a dream. Oh, Henry. Last night I dreamt I was returning. And my heart called out to you, but I fear I'm not as I left you. Ni ke aloha ku home o kaha. I remember days when we were smiling. I laughed and sang the whole night long. and I will greet you as I find you. We're the sharing of a brand new song. Last night I dreamt I was returning, and my heart called out to you. So please accept me as you'll find me. Ike aloha fo me o kahalu. Ke aloha ko me o kahalu. Ke aloha ko me o kahalu.
That was great. Great, you guys. I think you demonstrated, Henry, just what a good idea that is.
Thank you.
With
yeah,
that performance.
I've been really enjoying it, you know, because we get to dig into each other's life and see what we were doing back then. And, you know, there's a lot of great things that happened back then. And, you know, it's nice to share it with everybody.
Well, it was great to hear your song, Jerry.
Thank you.
With his voice.
Yeah. We've had a couple of chances to do that, actually. Yeah. So over the years, we also have some history together.
Sure.
Not only starting up in, well, Henry is getting well known before we really had a chance to record. So that was always something to aim for.
Uh-huh.
But over the years, after my original partner, Robert Beaumont, passed away, Henry invited me out to sing with him and Brother Nolan, and that was a nice buffering part for me to regain some of my self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So over the years, he's popped up every once in a while to say, hold out a hand and say, come, let's talk stories. So this will be exciting.
Well, I think audiences don't really understand or know that much about the relationships that artists have with one another.
Behind the scenes, yes. They're very complex, and because we live in a small community, very nurturing. More nurturing than most people would expect.
Well, I think you also feel with fellow performers that nobody else really knows what that life is like, right? You're the only ones who are up at those hours of the night, for example.
Yeah, you know, we go through a lot. We go through a lot. You know, we're surrounded by a lot. And, you know, you're just a regular guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have everything around you. So, you know,
and yet you're the same guy you were last week, right?
Yeah, and you try just to keep your feet on the ground and make sure you make the right decisions and, you know, try to get this far, like today, you know. And
use those opportunities to benefit people in your community at the same time. So.
Well, exactly. That's where old friends come in handy. Yeah. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Hi, Mahalo.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Henry Capono and Jerry Santos will be performing at the Blue Note August 17th, that's Thursday this week, as part of Henry's Artist to Artist concert series.